Today's daf is Arla daf Chav Zayin, and we are on Chav Vav Amabez, right after the Mishnah. And we got into more issues of Inyane Bittel. Again, a couple more dafim here to Perek Hatruma, and then we'll get back to Arla by the Shem in the next Perek. But this is more Inyane Bittel and Yaradeya. As we know, Yaradeya, you can't learn Yaradeya without learning Mesechas Chulin and Mesechas Avodah Zarah in the Bavli, and now we'll add Mesechas Arla in the Yerushalmi. So the Mishnah said on yesterday's daf on Chavav Mbez that if there are tavlin are some type of seasoning, spices, some type of food that gives off taste. So the Tanakhama said if it is two or three, Rambam Kedusha, if there are two or three Shemos Isser, Miminachad, or three different Minim, but one. So the Tanakhama said this Siruf. As long as there's one type of connection, that is good enough, whether it's the Shem Isser or it's the type itself. And Rabbi Shimon said, no, Rabbi Shimon says you need both. You need both. If it's separated by one, if it's either a different Shem Isser or a different item, so then it is a problem. The Rambam in Machal Sasuros, which again we've said much of this Perek is there, Machal Sasuros in Perek Tezayin, quotes in Halacha Yudalid, Tavlin Shehem Shnayim or Shlosha Shemos Mimin Echad, Oh Shlosha Mina Mishem Echad, Mitzdarfin, right? The Rambam passes like the Tanakhama, Mitzdarfin Latabel Velesar Vechein Lachametz. Ketzan, the Rambam gives an example. Saor Shel Chitim, Visaor Shel Saorim. You have Saor, right? You have sourdough, some type of leavening agent of wheat and barley. Hol Vishem Saor Echad, who, since they are both Saor, Einon kemin v'she'eno mino. That's not called min v'she'eno mino. Ela harei kemin echad u'mitztarfin l'sha'er bahen k'di l'chametz b'isa shalchitim. Right, and they're considered one, they're mitzuref, right? That's one min. There's one min. Im haya tam shem tam chitim o k'di l'chametz b'isa sa'orim, haya tam shem tam sa'orim. Fine. And then shlosha shemos, he gives another example. If you have karpas of naharos, of afer, of gina, different type of a vegetable. But the Rambam Paskin is like the Tanakhama here. So the Gemara now says, Nicha, I understand, Shnei Shemos Miminechad. I understand how two different Shemos Isser of one type of item could combine, because they are combinable, they give off the same taste. Right? If you have two pomegranates, one of I don't know, Arla, and one of some other type of isser. Again, I want to say kilea karam, because again, that's not fruit. But what if you grafted a grape and a pomegranate tree? But if you have one type, I understand how they can be mitzuref to each other. But shnei minim yishem echad, two different types, even if it's one shem isser, how do they combine? They're two different foods. So how do they combine in a mixture in order to oser? Look at the Mara fold up. Aval hechi it's tarfu shnei miyim benesinas tam bekadera ho ve'ena tamim shavim. Right there, the tastes are different. Adaraba kol echad yisayel vatalos chaverim lo sagi b'lav hachi. Right, not only should they not work together, they should knock each other out. Right, if you have two different types, you have wheat and barley, and if you say they're two different types, so it's not the same type, it's not the same taste. So he asked the Gemara, how do they combine? According to the Tanakhama, how do they combine if there are two different types, even if they're the same Shem Isser? So Rabbi Avo, B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, B'mine Mesika Shanu. What are we talking about in the Mishnah? We're not talking about two totally different foods. That's right. Two totally different foods, like my examples that I gave, those would not be mitzdarif to each other. They can't combine. But if they're all seasoning, the ingredients that we're talking about in the Mishnah, right, you're putting in all to give taste to the soup, to the porridge, whatever it is. So, you know, sometimes we put in different spices and they're working in different ways. This is, sometimes you can put in honey and salt in the same thing, in the same chalant, the same mixture. They're working in opposite directions, but they're all there, you know, to give off a taste. Lomatik, not lavdafka to sweeten, but to give off a taste. So therefore, that's what they can combine, even though they have different tastes, but they're kind of going in the same direction, the same goal. And therefore, it is chashivi, the rasilio is lashon, v'chashivi tam echad. It's considered one taste. Considered one taste, that's why it's good. So we're going to get back to that explanation of the Mishnah, but well, first we have to go to Rabbi Yochanan. So, Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Shlosha nosne tamim heim. Rabbi Yochanan says there are three cases of Nesinas Tam. Three cases of Nesinas Tam, of Nositam Lavgam, particularly. Kol Shehedyo Toamo. If there's a regular Hedyot, a Hedyot means like most of us. You know, sometimes you'll ask somebody, what do you think is in this soup? And I don't know, mostly probably women, will be able to tell which ingredient is exactly, oh, you put a blank in the soup. I have no idea. You know, it's just soup, and it tastes good. Right? So, the Rabbi Yochanan says, if you have a stomach person who's tastes something, kosher hed yotomo, v'omer kedei rezu ina chasera, this soup is perfect. It's not missing anything. Right? There's no ingredients, there's no ingredient that is missing, there's no ingredient that is standing out. It's just perfect. The nafal, and then some isser falls in, and it becomes worse. The soup becomes worse. Zuhi nosin tam lifgam umutter. Change the gersa. Right? That's nosin tam lifgam umutter. Meaning we assume that before you started, the average person said it tastes good. An isser went in and now it tastes bad. So you can attribute that bad taste to the isser. It's nosin tam lifgam, and therefore it's going to be usser. It's going to be mutter. That's one case. V'afilu amar, and even if the hedyot said, tavlin ploni yesh b'kadei rezu, oh, I taste one specifically very strong ingredient. So you know that ingredient has a tremendous hashpa'ah on this mixture. Even if he says that, and then the isser falls in and the same thing happens, zuhu zehu nosin tam lefkam mutter, the same thing. You would also say, That's nosin tam lefkam is mutter. And you could attribute the negative taste to what fell in the isser. Well, what's the chiddush of the second case? You might have said, because the average guy could identify the specific ingredient that stands out, so maybe that ingredient had something to do with combining with the isser and contributing to the usser taste. Because after all, there was a major ingredient that the head yot was able to identify. So maybe that ingredient was so strong in its hashpa on the mixture that that's what combined with the isser that fell in and ruined and made it nosin tam lefkam. You don't say that. You don't say all of that. This is also mutter. Why don't you say that? Because we assume the average guy is just making it up. Right? We don't assume that you could really identify. You're not an expert. You're not an expert. We don't assume that that's... that's so significant. You see the Mara Folda right across from where we are? Amrinan, like the fifth skinny line, Amrinan, lo kim le heite. If he doesn't really know, you know, it's true, because I'll say, oh, I taste something. I'm like, no. Right? That's ve'eno baki bedavar. Vitalina nabakam be'isser. So you say it's all about the isser that fell in. It made the soup taste more ruined. So therefore, nosin tam lefkam is going to be mutter. But case number three, V'kol she'ha'uman to'amo. But if there is an expert chef who knows exactly all about ingredients, and he tastes this mixture before anything falls in, v'omer tavlin ploni yesh b'kedei rezu, there is this ingredient. I can taste it. It's very strong. It's very palpable. This is the defining ingredient in this mixture. And then an isser falls in, and it's also tav lefgam, then... Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan, zu hi nosin tam lefkam, usser. There we might have to say that because the ingredient that was so defining beforehand plays such a role, maybe that's why that the isser fell in, and combining with this defining ingredient, it ruined the mixture. So maybe the heter ingredient and the isser ingredient, only because of the combination it was nosin tam lefkam. But really, if it would just be the isser ingredient itself is not purely being po game, and therefore the mixture is usser. Therefore the mixture is usser. So those are the three cases of nosin tam lefkam, according to Rabbi Yochanan. We know in Uman, here we see in this case that in Uman, a worker plays a special role. There are other areas of halacha also where we know workers, unlike a regular, you know, novice, a worker plays a central role in terms of halacha. We know from Yoredeya, Kfela, right? Sometimes the Shulchan Aruch talks about in Hilchas Basar B'Chala Taroves, you know, what if you want to know, you're not sure if it was Shishim. So taste it, right? Taste it. See if it tastes like it. If it tastes like it, then it's less than Shishim. And if it doesn't taste like it, then it was Shishim. But what do you mean? You can't, like, take your chances. I'll taste it to see if it tastes like Chazer. No, you can't do that. So you get a guy. Is stam a guy good enough, or do you need an expert guy? Do you need what's called a kfela? Right? Do you need that? And what happens? And does he have to know? There's all this discussion in the postgame. And does he have to know that you're relying on him to get an answer? Like, he knows. It's kind of like that kid that goes up to the Sefer Torah. You know, he knows what you want him to say. No, you can't. You got to cover up all the other letters and tell me, is this a vav or is this a yud? Right? It's not that. Also, some a halachic misconception. People think that whatever the kata can be machshir any Sefer Torah. No, you can't machshir any psul. If it's the wrong letter and the kid will just read it, you know, skipping over that wrong letter, that's not going to machshir the Sefer Torah. Specific psulim, like short and long, like yud or vav or nun, right? Something like that. So that's a discussion here in Yaradeya about whether you need A, an expert or not. B, do you need him to not know that you're relying on him? What's called Mesiach Lefitumo? He's just talking about what it tastes like. Or do you trust him even if he knows that you're relying on him? So that's one case where we have sugyas of kfela. We have cases of the Gemara talks about Uman Kone B'Shevach Kli. A worker sometimes, if you give him something to fix and he's working on it, there's some type of kinyan that takes place. Uman kone b'shevach kli, or uman kone, like when there's a creative activity going on, that creates a kinyan, right? And that's a discussion in the postkim. What exactly does that mean? Does it really mean that he's kone the chair that he's fixing? Or does it mean that he only is kone the appreciation of the chair, right? That amount? Or does it mean even less than that? Some say more like a mashkon. Like a mashkon, a collateral is nikneh, but it's not really fully nikneh. It still also belongs to the buyer. So that's why uman comes up there as well. But one place where it comes up often, in the big sugya, is in terms of ein uman mara umnase. In uman, a worker, an artisan, does not want to ruin his reputation. And in that way, you know, just lose his parnasa. So that's also a type of chazaka. Uman lo mara umnase. Right? There are different types of chazakas. Some of them are behavioral chazakas. So this is a type of behavioral chazaka. Uman lo, different type of chazaka. There's natural chazakas. Most women give birth in the ninth month. Most most people don't repay loans before it's due. So those are that's a behavioral one also. That's not in nature. But this is a behavioral. But uman lo mara umnase. A person doesn't want to ruin, and that's why. There is, sometimes hetairim in Hilchos Yichud, where, let's say, a woman has to take a taxi to the mikvah, right? So is there uman lo mara umnase? He's a, the postman have tshuvas about that. Ramosha talks about this in numerous tshuvas, so maybe just read two. Two tshuvas of Ramosha. One, uman lo mara umnase, is the Chal of Yisrael tshuva, right? The Chal of Yisrael tshuva, where Ramosha says, affected the world. Certain Igros Moshe affected the world. Right. This is one of those. Right. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to drink milk unless you see the goy milking the cow, or else you're choshesh that there was non-kosher milk put in here. But the Gemara says not only if you see a milk in the cow, even if let's say you're standing outside the place where he's milking the cow, if you would stand up, you would be able to see. But you're sitting down. But he knows that you can stand up at any second. So there's what's called mirtas. Right, he's scared. He's scared to mess anything up because if you stand up, then you'll see him. So that's also good enough, the Gemara says. So how do you translate it into nowadays terms? Right, that you don't have the Jews standing there. So Ramosha Feinstein says, because nowadays modern countries, the dairy producers would be scared to mix anything else because if they're caught, they will lose their license and their mirtas. Uman lo mara umnase. So it's ke'ilu. Any milk in any modern country is ke'ilu. The Jew was outside and the guy was scared to have the Jew stand up and see what he's doing to mix anything up. And that's why Ramosha says all milk in modern countries has the din of Chal of Yisrael. Right? That's Ramosha. It's not that person does not, I don't drink Chal of Yisrael. That just means that they're not makbid on the actual Chal of Yisrael, but they rely on Ramosha's Chal of Yisrael. But that is the one place where Ramosha talks about it. Ramosha also here, similar tshuva in Yeridea, in Aleph Nun Hei. Be'inyin ne'amanis ha-factories, b'ksavam. Right? The factories. He talks also about, could you trust that certain ingredients were put in? Right? This tshuva was written in 19 Tavshin Tesvav. Chamisha Asar Bishvat. 2 Bishvat Tavshin Tesvav, 19, 55. 1956, Tavshin Tesvav. And he writes this Shuvah to Rabbi Cheska Levi Grubner, Ram, Yeshiva Schachmi, Lublin, Bit, Detroit. Ra'isi, and he quotes, Ramosha quotes this, and he says, Asher Yesh Lahamin, Lamanale, have factories, Bamashe Kosvim, Asher Osim Rak, Mishuman, Shanasa, Mi, Vegetables. Vechadome, right? Some type of fats and oils. They say it's only vegetable oil. It's not, I don't know, animal oil. Mikama ta'amim, mitam, and why do you say you should trust them? Mitam umala marom nase. Umitam avidila gluye. Because they can test it and find out. Umitam mirtas, me onesh. Again, mirtas and uman are two different factors. I'm putting them close together, right? They're scared that you might find them, and also they're worried about their reputation. Lefi chog medina seinu mitam tahaisa hatshuva shalem l'sheila shenogia l'chole v'cholu. And Ramosha continues there in Aleph Nun Hey. Another tshuva, just one more, and then we'll continue. Ramosha has a tshuva again, and you need Gdolei Adar for certain questions, as we've said. There are certain questions that only the Gdolei Adar would have the ability and the authority to answer the tshuva. The tshuva was 1975. Tavshin Lamed Hey. Ramosha wrote a tshuva. There was a woman who was married, and her husband, the lashon is ein lo bala gvuras anashim. Basically, the man wasn't able to perform a ma'isabiyah, and the woman just left, didn't get a get, because she assumed. I don't know if she assumed it was just a mekach tos because she didn't know about this beforehand, but the woman went and got remarried and had kids. And the question is, are these kids mamzerim? That was the shiloh that Ramosha got. Right? Isha shetana she'en labalik v'ras hanashim v'yish umdenis kidvareha. And there's evidence, and there's umdenis, there's halachic estimations that what she's saying is true. V'nasa la'acher below get v'yodalo yuladim. So he goes through a whole long tshuva here, kedarko b'kodesh, and he quotes a Rama that Kishisha Maslos v'umdenos Shomeres Emes, when a woman says certain factors that there are umdenos, that it's true, so then we will believe her. V'achahari umdena gedola ikat, that way our kos, Shalcharofe, the courts sent him to a doctor, and sent her to a doctor, and they saw that she was still a psula. They saw she was still a psula after, you know, times of being with her husband. V'lo nivala me'olam. The civil courts, they undid her civil marriage. Wow. Bishvil Zeh. Because of this. And the husband was unable to get a type of medical certificate that argued, that proved anything about him. A Jewish doctor did a test. Even if he's not a frum doctor, vade umdena shomer ms ika. Surely he's telling the truth. Shelo yishaker kshabal yuchal leilech lerofei acher v'yachishenu. Because this husband after all could go to a different doctor. So this doctor who is not shomer Shabbos still would be believed. Levad masha rofei uman lomara umnaso. After all, there's our lashon that an uman would not the expert would not want to ruin his reputation. V'gam masha bal shosek, and the fact that the husband is not explicitly arguing and saying it's not true. And then therefore Ramosha says, I wouldn't have told her to get married without a get. But now that she got married without a get, and the question is about the kids, says Ramosha, we already know from the Gemara, right? Mamzer vade asher v'lo mamzer safik. That's a din daraisa. Din daraisa, we know that's a din. Even though sabi daraisa l'chumra, we know there are certain exceptions to the rule. Orla safik, mamzer safik, there are certain suffixes that are built into the system that we can be makel. So Moshe says, Av shalinyan heter atzmach shu iseracious ish, me'aroi lahachmir, and she should get a get, ein lahachmir lagaba hayaladim, I think the kids are kosher. Shanidon behu rak be'isr lav. We're talking about an isr lav, and we're talking about the Gemara says, suffix, you can be makel, see here too. V'isr kazesh ha'torah hekela b'sveika, v'kivan shebe'etzem dina, really, it's true that it was a mechatos, and the kedushin because if a woman knew that you know the husband, you know, couldn't perform a ma'isabia, then she wouldn't have gotten married. Rak mitzad chumra the afshar the deishes ish meiroi lahachmir. So for her, she should get a get, but for the kids, they're kosher. Says Rav Moshe, yesh lachshar shnei yeladim v'abashala lavo b'kol. That's Rav Moshe, Evan Ezer, Chelek, Dalid Simin Nun Beis. Again, the godless of Rav Moshe. Let's continue. Says the Gemara right now. So we had the three cases of Rabbi Yochanan. So now we have another. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Another Rabbi Yochanan statement. This we've had before. Kol Yisurin Misha, all Yisurin, Misha Renoso. How do you measure Shishim? You need like, how do you measure, I'm sorry, no Saint Tom? How do you measure no Saint Tom? What, every single item you have to figure out, is it no Saint Tom? Some things give off a stronger taste, some things give off a weaker taste. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah, Misha Renoso, Ki'ilu Batzel, Ki'ilu Kaflet. You consider all foods like onions and leeks, and those give off a pretty strong taste, so you measure everything like that. This is, Rabbi Yochanan said, made this statement, Rashi and Chulin says this, Sadi Zayin, made the statement before the Takana of Shishim. Right, nowadays we say, Shishim is the shear for all. But in the days before they made that Takana, they said you go by leek and onion measure. Ad kedon, says the Gemara, Davar shedarko lehish ta'er b'batzo b'kafla. That works with things that you usually put into the mixture with the same measurements as onions and kaflot. Davar she'en darko lehish ta'er b'batzo b'kafla. But what if you're not using it for like ingredients like onions or leeks, but you're using it for, let's say, spicing. Use a little bit of it, just for not for regular flavoring, but for strengthening or sharpening the taste. But Mata Mashara, would you also go by the same thing like onions and leeks? And also, Rav Chai Gadevsky says this is a continuation of the same question. Others say it's a separate question. Hakamon Mata Mashara. What about cumin? They put cumin in everything, right? What about cumin? You know, that Rav Chaim Gadevsky says that's just an example, but others say cumin is used for both. It's used like a regular food that you put it in, and it's used as just a strengthening. So how do you measure that? So the Gemara says, well, let's get back to what we started today's daf with. Amar Reb Yudin. So we have two statements from Reb Yudin. Version 1. Lokin Amar Rabbi Yehovah B'Shem Rabbi Lazar and B'Bini Mitika Shanu. Didn't we say at the beginning of our daf today that Rabbi Lazar explained our Mishnah, we're talking about all flavorings could be combined because they're all put in, and even though they're different minim, they all can combine because they're all there for taste. So the Gemara is Medayik. When you have things that are put in the same quantity, like our Mishnah, the spices, so then you could combine them. As the Gemara continues, me name is Sika. Like we said in our Mishnah, Al Yedeisha Darkan Lehish Ta'er Bebatzol Bekaflo Mishavar Naso Kilu Batzol Kilu Batzol Kilu Kaflo. So items that you put in the same types of measurements. So fine, those are measured like onions and leeks. Shar Kol Isurim, but other Isurim that other foods. Al Yedei She Ain Darkan Lehish Ta'er Bebatzol Bekaflo Mishavar Naso Beminon. I mean, the question is, what if it's not used in the same way as onion and leek? So the Gemara at this stage says, okay, you measure them differently. Hakamon mesharino sobemino, and kamon also, right? The cumin, you measure it according to, based on no same time of those items. So again, this is all remembered before the Takana of Shishim. So version one of the Gemara, which is Rebbe, again, it's Rebbe Yudin quoting. Rabbi Yehovah B'Shem Rabbi Lazar says, the focus to answer the question is, what was the question? Right? Everything goes by, you know, measurements of no Saint Tom of leek and an onion, but what if you use ingredients differently than them? So Gemara's answer is, okay, you're right. That's different. If you put in different amounts, then it's different. That's version one. Version two, you don't go by different amounts, you go by different tastes. So similar answer. But it's a little different. Rabbi Mana Lomarkin. Rabbi Mana gave a different answer. Ella, Loke number, Rabbi Velam, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Misika Shanu, right, which is the same exact lashon we use, but now we explain it a little differently. Mina Misika, Adisha Tam and Shaveb, flavorings, because they all could be called Tam, Misharin, Osan, Kilu Basu, Kilu Kaflot. If they're all similar tastes, then you go, then you treat them all like you do onions and leeks. Shar Kali Sur and Adisha ain't Tam and Shaveb, but if their tastes are not anywhere like each other, they're used for different, they're used in different ways, not just different amounts, but they're used in different ways to give different tastes. Ain Misharin, Osan, Kilu Basu, Kilu Kaflot. So then also you would not measure them like the onion and the leek. Basically, so far, Rabbi Mana, the two versions that we quoted, Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi Mana, both answer the question as, what was the question? You know, what if you use something differently than onion and leek? So the answer is, you're right, you measure it differently. But the first version was that you use it differently because you put in a different amount. The second version was used differently because it tastes differently. But the nafkamina between the two versions is the kamon. Hakamon tzricha. Because in the first version, you put in a different amount of kamon. That's why you're going to use to measure kamon, the cumin, differently. But the second version, Remember, the cumin is used for taste. It's not such a different taste than, let's say, the batzel on the kaflot. So that is sarachin. We don't know exactly how to answer that question. Period. Okay. There's a lot on this daf, Rabbi Yavo, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. This is now the third section. Rabbi Yavo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Kol nosnei ta'amim. Ein lokin aleim acha yitom tam amashal shalisser. Wow. So this is quoted also in Meseches Avodah Zarah and discussed in Meseches Zvachim and Chulin. Rabbi Yochanan says, nosnei tam. Right? If there's an isser that gives off a taste, what's called tam ki'ikar, there's no malchus. There's no malchus until you taste mamasho shel iser, until you taste the tangible, the iser itself, not just the tam. What is the svara for Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says you're not going to get malchus for tam ki'ikar. Right? That's basically what he says. You're only going to get malchus if you actually tasted the iser. But if you have something, let's say you put gid anasha into a pot and it gave off some of the taste, then he took the gid anasha out. So then now it only has the taste in the soup. Rabbi Yochanan says no malchus. No malchus. Why do you say no malchus? Says Rashi, famous Rashi, if you know it, right? Rashi doesn't paskin too often. Rashi Maseches Chulin, a few times paskins in Yoredeya. Interesting. Why Rashi in Chulin does that? Rashi says Tam Ki'ikar is Drabanan. Boom. Tam Ki'ikar, the whole principle of Tam Ki'ikar, it looks like it's learned that from a pasuk. Pasuk by Nazir. Rashi says Tam Ki'ikar is Drabanan. Some say even the Rambam holds this way as well. That's not as clear, but that's what Rashi says. You know why Rabbi Yochanan says there's no Tam Ki'ikar Malchus? Because Tam Ki'ikar is Drabanan. Rov Rishonim don't say that. Rov Rishonim say no. The Tam Ki'ikar is Da'oraisa, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. There are a couple of long Tosfasim in a couple of places. Avodah Zarah Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. And if you think it's not such a long Tosfos, just turn the page. Right? It's long on Amud Aleph and it's long on Amud Beis. So if you look in Tosfos, he quotes Rashi, who says this Shita, Mikan detam ki'ikar lav da'araisa. And Tosfos has a couple of kashas on Rashi, and he says, V'lo nire l'Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi's own grandson, Rabbeinu Tam, argued on him. He says, no. You learned it out from Gi'ule Ovdei Kochavim. V'ein lomer dasmachta bi'amu. Does not look like an asmachta. Does not look like just a hint based. It looks like a real limud. And therefore, Bali Tosfos say, no. Tam Kaker is Daraisa, but you're not going to get Malchus. Not going to get Malchus, maybe because it's Amafurish. But there are reasons why you wouldn't get Malchus. Maybe because you didn't eat Kedayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. That's the only time you would get Malchus. One of the Bali Tosfos, Rav Yosef, to Mairi Shabir Bechdei Achilas Pras. Because Malchus Molaki, but Tam of Olam Amasho. Alva got Tam Kaker Daraisa. And there's only an asay, not a los asay, it's an isser asay. There are various reasons that Tosfos gives why maybe you wouldn't get Malchus, but not because the Tam Ki'ikar is Rabbanan. Right, so that is a major machlokas Rishonim about Tam Ki'ikar, but it comes from this Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that says you don't get Malchus for Tam Ki'ikar. Says the Gemara, one second, you don't get Malchus for Tam Ki'ikar? Hasiv Reb Chama Bar Yosi Kumi Rabbi Yochanan, Hari Basar B'chalav. What about Basar B'chalav? You cook milk and meat together. And then you take out the meat and you take a bite. Right? So there's no more milk in there. Or let's say you soak the meat in the milk. You took out the meat. All you have is milk now. All you have is milk, but there was meat cooked in it. That's basar b'chalav. You're not going to get malchus for that. Of course you're going to get malchus for that. That is basar b'chalav. So, hari basar b'chalav. Hari lo tam amasho shalisser v'atar maloka. And we know you get malchus for that. So how could you say that Tam Ki'ikar is not going to get Malchus? So the Gemara says, V'kibla. And Rabbi Yochanan accepted this argument. Right? What does that mean? He just kept quiet. He kept quiet. My V'kibla. Why did he keep quiet? The Gemara assumes that he could have said an easy answer, but he decided not even to say it. He could have given an answer, don't ask me kashas from Basar B'chalav. But he didn't want to say it. Why didn't he want to say it? Ki'inish d'shama mile d'baldina kibla. Like a person who heard one of the other bali dinim in the case say something. I'm not even going to answer you. Right? So he didn't want to even give an answer. But there was such an easy answer. Right? That was it. That's the... So he didn't really accept it. It's not shtika koda. But he just didn't bother to give an answer. Right? V'eino chash l'hashivo, says the Mara Folda. So what was the easy answer? What was the easy answer to the kasha? It sounded like a good kasha. I basar b'chalav. You know what the answer is? Basar b'chalav is different. It says in the Bavli, basar b'chalav, chidishu. Basar b'chalav is a chidish. You can't bring me kashas from a chidish. What does chidish mean? This we mention often. Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Zayin says, chidish does not mean I wouldn't have known it without the Torah, because then most of the Torah would have been a chidish. Almost everything in the Torah is a chidish. I wouldn't have known it without the Torah. Chidish means, Tosfos in Lashon, davar hasoser as a klal. Something that goes against the rest of the system of the Torah. The Torah has rules, and something that goes against the system of the Torah, that's called the chiddush. Right? Edom Zomim is called a chiddush. Why? Because you have two Edom against two Edom, they should just be stalemate. Two against two. Trey u trey. No! You trust the second Edom. Edom Ezimin. Why? Chiddushu. Right? That's called a chiddush. And a couple of other. Motzi Shemra is called a chiddush. Why? You get two punishments from Motzi Shemra. First is Motzi Laz on his wife. He gets Malkus and Mamon. He has to pay and he gets lashes. So that's a chiddush. Davar hasoser as a klal. Baser b'chalav is davar hasoser as a klal. So that's a question. Why is it a chiddush? Why is it a chiddush? So pashtus is that because if you would eat it together, it's not a problem. Only if you cook it together. Why is that? If something's treif, something's treif. Right? Only if you cook it together. Right? So if you soak it all day together, it's not going to be a problem. Only if you cook it. So that's unusual. Right? Usually isurim are isurim. So for whatever reason, it is davar hasoser es haklau. And that's what if you look in the Mahara Fulda. The basar b'chalav chiddushu v'lo gamrinan minei. Right? You can't learn from it. Or remember we said a couple of days ago, Rabbeinu Ephraim, b'chaticha nachas nevela, we said basar b'chalav maybe is different because the whole essence of basar b'chalav is the isser is that it comes together. And that's why maybe it's different than other cases of tam keker. Usually tam keker is you just have the taste of something that's usser, it goes in, but the isser is, you take it out. So it's just the taste. But basar b'chalav, the whole essence is that it's cooked together. And once it's cooked together, that creates the whole thing is usser, whether it's the milk, whether it's the meat. So that's what the Rav Chaim Kanievsky seems to say here. But either way, Rabbi Yochanan accepted and did not feel the need to give an answer that basar b'chalav is different. Okay, we'll have to stop here.